Good Friday morning, West Georgia, 829. I'm Colin Worthington. This is the WLBB Community Voice Program, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. And at the conclusion of this morning's program, we're going to put it on the News Talk 1330 Facebook page. We'll put the picture of our guest up there and, of course, introduce the topic. So if you miss any of it or if you want to be able to share it on your Facebook page or talk about it later on, be sure and visit the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page for this entire program. As you do know, we're doing all of our programs now via the phone. One of us in the studio, and we're able to reach out to our guest, and they're kind enough to talk to us on the phone this morning. My guest is Kerry Miller. He's out of Villa Rica. He is seeking to fill the County Board of Education District 3 seat, Carroll County, and that's up in the Villa Rica cluster. Kerry Miller, our guest this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Colin. How are you?
Well, we're doing all right. The pollen is mucking with us a little bit. I mean, obviously, we have bigger problems, I think, but the pollen and maybe some of the symptoms that's causing might be causing some alarm for people as well, where they're confusing the symptoms of the two. This morning, and so you know, if you hear me cough on the program at this point, I believe it's just a pollen issue. So don't worry about that. Not that you're going to get it over the phone this morning, Kerry.
Well, I appreciate you doing this interview this way as we practice social distancing this morning and trying to be prudent with everything we have going on with COVID-19, Colin. Thank you.
Absolutely. And I do appreciate you accommodating us, and as most of the guests we've talked to for our upcoming programs have said they will do. Before we talk about your background and kind of get your interest in taking over this role on the Carroll County Board of Education, what are you doing right now? As we're told to hunker down, what are you and your family doing?
Colin, that's what we're doing. Actually, I in my job, I travel, and I was in Las Vegas 2 weeks ago for a big convention that if the convention had been the week following, it was a big construction show. So I flew back 2 weeks ago yesterday, and I was put on 14-day self-isolation from my company because I was out there. So my wife has kept me in check for the very most part, and we have been hunkered down here at an Oak Walk subdivision where we live here in Villa Rica. And to say the least, we're spending time together. I'm able to work remote. I'm in my basement office all day and thankful for great company and able to continue there and do things that we need to do. But we've, you know, I guess thank goodness for a Kindle app. And now I've learned about Zoom. So we're carrying meetings on through Zoom and those kind of things. But we've just been here at home and praying through all this COVID-19 stuff for right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're not somebody who in the past has avoided public appearances, being part of public events and things up until now, of course. But give us a little bit of your background, Kerry. You know, before we decide, talk about, you know, why you decided to run for Board of Education at this point, but talk about your life in Villa Rica and your background, your job, your employment, your family, all that good stuff.
Well, thank you, Colin. I am proud to be from Villa Rica. I'm 53 years old, born and raised here in Villa Rica. You know, I'm running for the school board seat in District 3. I've lived my entire life either in District 3 or in District 1, which is the two districts that tie to the Villa Rica schools and those that cluster, if you will. Graduated in 1984 from Villa Rica High School. I was a third generation graduate. My grandfather actually started first grade in 1908. My mother's dad, his name was Everett Daniel, at Villa Rica Schools. And he went through, at those times, I believe they went 10 years. And he went through Villa Rica Schools, as did both my uncles. And then my mom graduated Villa Rica High School in 1960. Interesting point, they were the runner-ups in the state playoffs of basketball, and she participated under Miss Ann Anders. And it was the first graduating class at the new high school, which is, well, it's not new today, but it is all redone, in 1960 over on Rocky Branch Road. Then my twin brother Terry and I graduated in 1984. I went to West Georgia College, started a career at McNeilus Trucking Manufacturing in 1987. Here in Villa Rica, it's a national builder of concrete mixers and refuse equipment. Today, I'm still employed there 33 years later. My office is right off of Connors Road, but I travel all over the U.S. 1989, I met my bride, Marcia Miller, and the next year we were, or in 19, I better get this right.
I was going to say, you better get that date right.
We married 30 years coming up. We married in August 1990. We got three children. Now, I did marry a Carrollton Trojan, so let's just display all the myths about the Wildcats and the Trojans. She went to Carrollton, born and raised here, went to West Georgia. And Marcia and I have three children, three adult children. Brittany graduated 2008, honor graduate of Thorick High School. My son Brandon graduated 2014. They've both gone on to finish their undergraduate. Brittany at University of Georgia, and Brandon at Kennesaw State. And then our youngest daughter, Brooke, graduated Thorick High School in 2018. And she is attending online now at the University of West Georgia. And so she's, if there is any excitement there, that's my last one in college. We've had 21 years of kids in Carroll County schools. Prior to that, I was there for 12 years. So of those 53 years, over 33 or so years involved in Carroll County schools, but we're very involved as stakeholders otherwise too. I'm a deacon at First Baptist Church. One of my biggest things is, the biggest thing is, I want to serve the Lord. And we got a great body of believers up there. We're doing the online thing as well now. And those are the things I do. I work, my family, my church, and the schools. Those are kind of my hobbies. And if you know anything about me, that's where you'll find me most days.
836, News Talk 1330 WLBB Community Voice Program, brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. Our guest this morning is Kerry Miller. He is challenging incumbent Bob Pinckney for that District 3 seat on the Carroll County Board of Education. Should tell you, Election Day is May the 19th as part of the state primary. There'll be 3 weeks of early voting before that. But one thing that is going on for this election, the Secretary of State's website, or Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, rather, has announced this week that all active voters will be mailed absentee ballots, application for absentee ballots, request forms. But at this point, early voting will continue in the Carroll County Elections Office. And on Election Day, at this point, you can still go to your precincts. But everybody will have that opportunity to request an absentee ballot this year. That is one way that we could maintain the voting, you know, the number of people that do come out and vote. I think 4 years ago, about 1,150 people cast ballots. You're not going to be able to do traditional campaigning door to door. What are you going to do this time around?
You know, let me say first off, I've never run for anything, any kind of office, so this is a first for me. Mm-hmm. And let me just brag on the board as it stands right now. Dr. Pinckney and the other six board members, folks, they got an exemplary board this past time, the last couple of years. And one thing I know is, and I know most all the board members, and I know Mr. Cowart and the staff there at the county office, I think they all do it for children, and I think they do it for the betterment of those. So somebody said, are you running against, are you doing this? No, I'm actually running for an office, but I really want to thank those that are in office, including my opponent, Dr. Pinckney. They've done a tremendous job, and I believe they've got great, great attributes as well. So I think it's a win-win. But I will tell you, for me, I really felt led to run this time. I had all kind of things ready to go and different town halls, these kind of things, and meet and greets. So we had to kind of shift. But what I did to begin with is I just wanted to get my name out there and a presence. So I started a Facebook page. I've got almost 700 followers on that, and I'm updating that periodically. Well, you know, everybody says you got to go out and buy signs. I bought 110 signs because that's just what I thought I was supposed to do. I want to really thank the people because I've had so many people reach out. I wanted to put a sign anywhere. Someone said, Kerry, put me a sign. I want to show support. Today I've got 135 signs out. I've got 25 more requests that I got to somehow put out this week while continuing to social distance. And I do have another about 50 signs. I've bought about 200 now. The other thing that I plan to do, we kind of shifted gears. We're going to put on some town halls and put it out to the people via Zoom and some Facebook Live stuff. But I really wanted to do Zoom because I want to be able to answer questions for the folks as we go and get as much awareness as we can. I think that's very important.
I heard you mention an exemplary board is in place right now. This board's going to be faced with some major decisions coming up with, you know, affected by the coronavirus, perhaps the budget, how they're going to make up these days, things like that. I guess the board wouldn't take over until next year, but there'll be a lot of big decisions to be made just brought on by this. And not to take away your right to run for office and have people go vote for somebody to run for office. But, I mean, how do you feel about if this is an exemplary board, you know, stepping in and interrupting that?
Well, I think it's it is going to be a great challenge, and I think as we look to that, that's the kind of person I am. Where there's a great challenge, I want to be at the forefront of that. My dad taught me a long time ago: where much is given, much is required, and when you need to give back, you need to give back. And I think that I didn't know all that going into this this time, but I will say that if you think about budgeting, I look at my experience. I've had 30 plus years experience. I've had big, huge budgets that I've managed and had to do things. I've gone through two recessions as a business leader, and sometimes there are very, very difficult decisions. But I will tell you this: I think if we really study those things well, and I think if we have an understanding of what we want to do for kids, whomever's on that board will make good decisions. You know, I've been looking at, you know, I trying to educate myself as far as how these budgets come out. You know, there's local, state, and federal funds, and you know, all that kind of goes into place, and it's based on equitable per student that was put in 1985 from those type funds, and so there is a limit. And then the other thing is you got to look at your millage and make sure you're prudent with the tax base, and so all those kind of things are going to come into play as we go forward. The other thing is, I think recruitment and maintaining good teachers is going to be a big, big key going forward.
8:42, and Kerry, before we take our first break, for those listening and hear you seeking the District 3 seat on the Carroll County Board of Education, can you describe where District 3 is, primarily Billerica, I'm taking?
It is. If you look at District 3, there's five clusters, if you will, and I've had people ask me about District 3. It doesn't mirror what the county commission is. It's actually, if you look at Fairfield Plantation, come out of Sand Hill, and you come down the corridor of 61, and everything, all the subdivisions and everything coming up 61 there to Billerica, and then you go down Lake Paradise, all the way to Lake Paradise Road past Van Wert. I live on South Van Wert. It goes all the way to North Van Wert. The south side, it goes along that side to Van Wert, and then there's the other side of Billerica, which is District 1. So it mirrors those two.
8:42, our guest this morning is Kerry Miller. His name will be on the same ballot as Bob Pinckney, the incumbent for Carroll County Board of Education District 3. State primary is May the 19th. Of course, early voting begins 3 weeks before that. Kerry, we'll take our first break and come back and talk a little bit more with you in about a minute. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our academic excellence shines through innovation and a personalized educational experience. Our pre-K 3 through 12th grade environment offers a family-oriented atmosphere. We are an independent school with faith-based values and an academy honor code. Our academic standards prepare our students for college and beyond. I'm Patrick Duran, headmaster, inviting you to visit us on the mountain or at oakmountain.us. Come see how our warriors are creating legacies.
At Tanner, we care about your health, so please wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially before eating, after bathroom breaks, blowing your nose, and after coughing or sneezing. If soap and water aren't available, use a hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your face with unwashed hands. Clean and disinfect surfaces and objects often. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue or the crook of your elbow. Avoid people who are sick and stay home when you are sick, except to get medical care. See more ways to stay well online at Tanner.org.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice program here on News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 and streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. Our guest this morning is candidate for the District 3 seat on the Carroll County Board of Education, Kerry Miller. Do want to remind our listeners that if you missed any of this program, we're going to post it to the News Talk 1330 Facebook page later on this morning or early afternoon. You know, typically we stream those live on Facebook for our candidates out of the studio here in Carrollton, and able to do that obviously at this point, but we still want to be able to put those on Facebook because a lot of people do enjoy sharing those and being able to see some video with their audio. So we'll have a picture of Kerry on the Facebook page with all of the audio. So hopefully you'll visit our website, or I'm sorry, our Facebook page later on this morning and this afternoon for all that information. Of course, Kerry will be able to share that on his Facebook page, his campaign Facebook page. Kerry, what do you see as the board's roles and responsibilities? What are they officially there for?
Well, having served on different boards, I think number one is governance, and the biggest thing as a board is to, you know, the board is actually voted on. The superintendent is appointed by the board, and then all the employees report up through a chain of command to that superintendent. So the way I look at it is, number one, you got to choose and you got to work with and in accordance with the superintendent. In effect, the superintendent reports to the board. Now, that doesn't mean that you lord over them or anything like that. We've got a tremendous superintendent, and I commend the board on what's going on with Scott Cowart in these 10 years. It's been the best years, in my opinion, of Carroll County Schools, and I've been keeping a close watch on it, you know, all my life. The other thing is you have to prepare the budget, and you have to make sure that you don't prepare it, but you actually have to vet the budget and make sure that you're in touch with your taxpayers and make sure that you're being prudent with the funds, because it's local, state, and federal funds that go into what goes on in the school system. The other thing, though, too, I think you're an ambassador. I think that as a board member, you're the guy or the lady that's going to be out there in, number one, your area of responsibility. So you got your district, which you serve, and there's seven schools in the district that I would serve. There's four elementary schools, two middle schools, and the high school: Billerica Elementary, Glanton Hinesman, Sand Hill, and Ithaca; Bay Springs Middle, Billerica Middle, and Billerica High. You know, you say, is that important to you? Absolutely. I started school in the first grade at Glanton Hinesman, which was then Billerica Primary. Then I went on to Billerica Middle, which is now Billerica Elementary, and I finished at Billerica High School. My children all went to Billerica Elementary, Glanton Hinesman, Ithaca, and Bay Springs. So I've had either myself or my kids in five of those schools. I think it's important to be an ambassador and be an encourager to those stakeholders, both the parents, the kids, and then the educators themselves, because one of the keys is you're trying to recruit and keep good people. Mr. Cowart says this, Carroll County Schools is committed to positively changing the lives of the students we serve by ensuring they have access to premier teachers, premier leaders, and premier schools. Well, those are three things. The teachers come if the leaders come. And then the schools, you know, I could go on and on about SPLOST and how the actual facilities play in hand. But if we do all of that and we can create an environment that's a winning environment, then we're going to create students that are going to succeed, and then they're going to come back and they're going to be viable in those communities that we serve. And then the whole community is better because of that. I know that's an elongated response, but I think that's a key role. Now, that does not mean we run the schools. There's a difference. I think there's governance. And then I think there's the folks that run the schools, which are your county leaders, your principals, and on down. And I think if we work that hand in hand and we don't get overzealous, that we can really serve well.
848, Kerry Miller, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Carroll County as a whole is a pretty large county. It's spread out, and Carroll County School District includes, five clusters, you say? Is it five clusters?
That's correct. That's, yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Do you see any specific education-related issues in District 3, and does District 3 different, you know, any of those issues, would that differ from, you know, say, the district or the cluster in Bowdoin or Temple?
Well, you know, I know folks in all the different clusters, and I love the fact that they're generated around the five unique townships and areas, and they all build up to the high school. There was a time when I thought that was going to go away, well back before Mr. Cower, but we've been able to thrive with that. The District 3 cluster is the largest cluster. For example, Billerica High School has almost 1,700 students. So that is unique in that. We're on the corridor by 20. Some people have said we're transient. That's not true. The fact is that about 10 to 15% of the folks that come through, they do move in and out. But about 85% of this this area is very, very stable and has been very consistent. But there are certain needs that would be unique because of the scope and the size. I think the District 3 makes up about 37 to 38% of the population of the schools. So if you had five, that's 20% apiece. So it is quite large, and that's why there are two districts that encompass this cluster. So, yeah, there are some unique things that go along with that. We've done some great things in recent years. If you think about the SPLOSS, we've got the North Carroll County College and Career Academy up adjacent to Billerica High School now. And so the kids in the northern part of the county have a place to go, and they're provided that premier learning environment up here. You know, one of the things that they talk about in the schools is we want to get graduates that are either one of three things: enlisted, go in the military, enrolled, further education, or be employed. And I think those things give us an avenue to do all of those things. The graduation rate at Billerica High School this past 2019 was 93%. 10 years ago, it was 68%. All of Carroll County schools achieved over 90% for the first time. And I think that's done through individuals, but it starts at the top and it goes down. And it goes down to folks like you'd think, well, Mr. Coward, he'd put all together. He did. He started it, and he's the catalyst. But it's all the way down to people like bus drivers, like a Miss Vera and a Sabrina that I rode on the buses with last week that just care about these kids. We were out giving out lunches. I was at Ithaca one day, and I was at Sand Hill the next day. And I really was amazed at these two bus drivers. Here's what they said, Colin. They said, these are my babies. They have that ownership. And I think if you can create that environment of ownership throughout, then you can be successful. And I really love that part. But I think there's different sides of the scope, going back to your original question. But I think there's the same goal in mind in each of the districts.
8:52, Kerry Miller, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. Before we take our final break, you did bring up SPLOSS, and it's eSPLOSS, the Education Special Purpose Local Option Sales Tax. And I do want to differentiate that because there unfortunately is a confusion every time those come out. And they are separate taxes, and they go for separate things. Voting for the eSPLOSS will also be on the state primary ballots on May the 19th. That one was delayed. That was the one we were supposed to have voted for earlier this month, but that's been delayed and put on the May 19th ballot. Have you seen, I'm sure you're aware of the things that are on that ballot for eSPLOSS. What's going to benefit Villarica that is in that eSPLOSS proposal this time around?
Well, I think there's direct and indirect value. You know, the eSPLOSS things, they cannot go for salaries or things of that nature. They can go for classrooms, athletic facilities. They can go for things like technology. So there's a misnomer. Somebody said, are you trying to vote in an eSPLOSS? No, we're just trying to, we're just continuing one that's already in place. And so it's a very important vote this year. On the docket, there's a lot of stuff. There's Sand Hill's going to tie in the lunchroom and all that to the classrooms. They've got a really nice new facade. There's going to be new classrooms at Billerica Elementary, down where the oldest building is there. There's stuff for every school. I guess the biggest one thing is when you look at the high school, there's going to be a new stadium there. Sam McIntyre Stadium is there now. It's been there since 1968. Was redone in 1986. My dad was on the stadium authority then. But now it's come a time for us to look further. And there'll be an eight-lane track. There'll be a nice new home stands back over on the side where they used to be, closest to the school. It'll seat about 5,000 folks. It'll be all turf. and really, really going to be nice. Something that the whole community can be proud of, and I think that it will really, really cap off what's been done up there.
8:54, we're going to wrap up our conversation with Kerry Miller, candidate for Carroll County Board of Education, District 3. After our final break, we'll have about 4 minutes with Kerry. Community Voice brought to you by Tenor Health System and Oak Mountain Academy here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3.
At Tanner, we care about your health, so please wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially before eating, after bathroom breaks, blowing your nose, and after coughing or sneezing. If soap and water aren't available, use a hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your face with unwashed hands. Clean and disinfect surfaces and objects often. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue or the crook of your elbow. Avoid people who are sick, and stay home when you are sick, except to get medical care. See more ways to stay well online at Tanner.org.
A well-rounded education includes much more than just academics. At Oak Mountain Academy, we encourage our students to find their niche in any of our 42 co-curricular opportunities. Over the past 5 years, we have brought home 5 state and 20 regional athletic titles. Our one-act play and literary teams continuously compete at the region and state level, and our academic teams bring home first place more than not. We are warriors creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
Hey, 8:55, Community Voice, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. I am Colin Worthington. Our guest this morning is Kerry Miller. He is a candidate for the Carroll County School Board, District 3, wrapping up our program here again with about 3 minutes for Kerry. Kerry, we do have a smaller community. Carroll County, I look at it as a community, Villa Rica itself, smaller community. Perhaps a lot of people know, or maybe we'll say everybody knows everybody else. Who are some of the people that you look up to in the community that you respect, maybe go to for guidance?
Well, there's many. I would have to say that, it's interesting. But today, I would have to say Dr. Larry Boss. There's so many that I look up to. Dr. Boss, he's the epitome of a leader in this community. He's a servant leader. He could have gone and done many different things. He could have moved. He could have done this or that. But he's been a staple the whole time right here in town since he's been here over 50 plus years. He raised his family here, but he's all about giving back. A couple of other guys that have, and I would miss many, but there was a guy, Edmund Sauls. Edmund just passed away. He was a deacon at our church and a leader of Villa Rica, and another guy, Doris Tyson. Both these guys have gone on to be with the Lord in the last few years. Edmund just recently. And as I sat out in front of our church just a few weeks ago, I thought, if you could just be a small semblance of those type of guys, you'll have served well. So those would be 3 guys that I look up to, and certainly a guy like Ed Tanner that's been a mentor of mine. I could go on and on, but those would be 4 guys that has set the standard of giving back.
We got about 2 minutes here, Kerry, as we wrap up our program. Your contact information, your Facebook page, website, where people can get more information or get in touch with you if they do have additional questions.
Yes, it's all out there, but my email is kmiller459@gmail.com, and then all my information is on my website, and it's I've got a Facebook page, and it's Kerry Miller for Carroll County Board of Education. And so you can reach me there. Just go on and like that. You can message me, email me, any way. I'm open to having calls with anybody at any time. We've been doing a lot of that as of recent.
And Kerry, I'd hope as we put this interview up on our Facebook page later on today that if people do listen to this later on, if they do pose some questions, perhaps you can go back and look at that and answer that for some of our listeners if you have that opportunity today.
Absolutely. Be more than happy to.
Great deal. Kerry Miller, he is a candidate for the Carroll County Board of Education seat, District 3, a position that's currently held by Bob Pinckney. Bob Pinckney is also going to be on the ballot with Kerry. State primary, May the 19th. There'll be early voting for 3 weeks prior to that. I want to thank Kerry for joining us this morning and accommodating us with doing this over the phone. Sometimes those interviews aren't as fun, aren't as easy to do when it's a half hour over the telephone, but I do appreciate you doing it.
Hey, thanks a lot, Colin. Appreciate all you guys do.
Thank you, sir.
At Graddick, and thank you for everything.
Stay safe, stay healthy, and I wish that for our listeners as well as we get through this at least over the next 2 to 3 weeks and maybe longer. Thank you for listening this morning to the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 Community Voice. Be sure and count on all of our credit communications radio stations for updates in the community over the next several weeks. Also, you can visit the Newstalk1330.com website and Facebook page, Newstalk 1330 WLBB. It is now 8:59. Stay tuned for national headlines, followed by a local news update. And then Glenn Beck is on the radio until Rush Limbaugh takes over at 12 o'clock noon here on Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3. Have a great weekend, everybody.